Steve, let's visit if we can. Obviously, we've been reading these Class 3 prices, and it's been a challenge. Can you kind of paint a picture of what we're seeing across the industry?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the industry, and you know, the Class 3 prices are, as bad as they are, they're actually still misleading with the federal orders being way outdated and everything. That's a whole nother issue, I think, but that's going to be dealt with through a hearing process later this summer, I believe. But what really is going on is just a huge amount of overproduction in the country. Not necessarily all in the upper Midwest and in our states, but a lot of milk coming up from Texas. In those areas where there's a plant that isn't finished and they need a home for some of that milk, and they're pushing it up here just to get something out of it. It's really caused a lot of heartburn for a lot of people trying to get rid of our excess milk, and whether we have to dump it or sell it at a huge discount. Hate to say it, but sometimes the best avenue to go is to dump it, because you could haul it somewhere and lose money on it besides, and have something that could cause more cheese production, which could lower cheese prices. So we're at a point in time, I think, we see a lot of the private milk buyers around the upper Midwest actually cutting some of their farmers out and buying this cheap spot milk that they can get for maybe $10 to $15 under the market. Well, right now, $10 to $15 under the market is about zero. So there's a lot of things going on. I think it's really important to be a part of a cooperative right now, because we are in control of our own destiny. And as tough as it is, at least we don't have somebody else controlling whether we're going to be in business or not. And, you know, for our family farms, we do have a really good safety net program with the dairy margin coverage. And we talked about that some with the Class 3 prices being overstated. That actually hurts what our indemnity payments would be on the dairy margin coverage program, because it actually raises the average milk price across the country, which actually raises that margin, which actually hurts our payments. So there's a lot of things going on. Thank God we do have that margin coverage for our family farms, or every farm up to 5 million pounds. We really feel good about getting it renewed in the next farm bill. And if the next farm bill doesn't happen in September, it'll get extended, I believe, and I think it'll be in that, and it'll be included when we do get that next farm bill done.
We may get into that a little bit more, but have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I haven't ever seen anything like this in my lifetime. We went from a year last year with some of the best milk prices we've ever seen. We've seen a lot of consumption. Things were just going really, really well. I mean, even with the higher feed prices, people were doing actually pretty good for the most part. But it really led to a lot of extra production, a lot of people that were looked at expanding and growing. And right now, we have the absolute opposite. We've got a lot of production. We have consumption dropping in this country with food service, less people going out to eat. And then the exports are down like 10% or something like that. And so even though the global market is, cheese-wise, it's stronger than our market, it's hard to get into some of those markets that we've been in the past, that we've been getting push out of by the European Union or other, New Zealand, other places. So there's a lot of challenges. I mean, you get reliant on 18% of your milk going out of the country and think that's great. But boy, that can come and go, and it can be really damaging and harmful when it isn't there for you, because all of a sudden you got way too much in your own country.
You mentioned this farm bill. How do you kind of see the lay of the land? We've had a lot of listening sessions, those kind of things, still coming up at Farm Fest is one here in the state. They got to get to legislating pretty soon.
Yeah, and I think the House is working hard on writing things up, and the Senate's probably a little behind, and I think they got a lot of other things on their plate too right now from what I hear. But you know, it's something that they know that has to be done. It's a big deal for a lot of people, and it's something that I believe they will get done. It might not get done on time, and it probably won't get done on time because it almost never does. But let's just hope that when it does get done, that it includes the things that we need for safety nets for our producers.
Is that a continuation of some of the things we have today?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing they would do probably right now is to extend the Farm Bill maybe once, maybe more. I don't know how long they would do that, you know, in order to keep everything going until they get to that next one. But let's hope that's something that they can work out and get this thing done.
Do you see for dairy policy, dairy margin coverage, do you see any other changes beyond that?
You know, I think I'd be happy if we get the margin, dairy margin coverage back the way we have it. I know we've been trying to get the cap raised a little bit, or the, you know, the limit on what you can actually insure, so that all producers could be, you know, insure a little bit more of their milk. But there's a pushback on that, and I'm sure these numbers that are going to be coming in now with what it's costing, I mean, even the Tier 2 stuff is probably going to start kicking in here with the low margins we're having nationally. So it's gonna show some pretty big red numbers that it's costing. So all of that might affect what we get out of it when all is said and done. But I think there's a lot of support to keep what we have. So we're just hoping that we're gonna stay on board with that, and we'll see what happens.
You touched on federal order reform. You see we're going through that process later this summer. Federal order reform.
Oh yeah, I believe that hearing process will probably start up sometime in August. We're hearing. It's been pretty quiet lately, but I think they're taking different proposals from different entities or whatever that want different things, and I think they're trying to limit what can all be included, because there'll be a lot of different ideas on what to do. But we think that process, from the last I heard anyway, is be in August sometime, when we're probably starting with some of the hearings, and not sure exactly where they're going to be at yet, but we had heard around Indianapolis, some area somewhere. And then some of it will be just virtually, you know, via Zoom or different things like that. But there'll be a certain amount of, you know, testimony that'll have to be done in person by different people from around the industry.
Is there any consensus on what that'll look like?
Well, you know, National Milk came out with their proposal. And it includes like five or six different items that they want looked at and included. And we agree with a lot of what they have, but some of what they have is the numbers are really outdated yet, and they're not really anywhere close to where they should be as far as what it really costs to make milk into cheese and whey. I mean, the numbers we're using right now to create a Class 3 price, the costs are from 2005. I mean, my God, I think labor was $10 an hour then. I mean, there's so many things that have changed since then. We believe if we're going to do this, we need to get up to date on where we're at. And then we want to get a bill passed through the Farm Bill also to have mandatory reporting of costs of production in these plants and surveying every 2 years, so that this thing doesn't get way out of line like it has been, you know, like it's gotten in the last 17, 20 years almost, that nobody can build a cheese plant. Nobody can afford to even probably buy a cheese plant, because there's no money there to, because the make allowances are just way outdated, and there's just no money to operate a plant, and it's just it's not good for the industry, and it's not fair for especially the upper Midwest, because we live and die on making cheese, and we pay the real cost of what it takes to make cheese. Well, people that sell off the Class 3 price, they pay our cost of what it used to make cheese in 2005. Well, there's a huge difference, and that gives some people in the country an advantage, and they don't want to give that advantage up. But if that would have got changed gradually over the last 15 years, it wouldn't have been as big a deal, where now it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, think of any other industry trying to deal with what was going on in 2005.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'd love to have costs from 2005 right now. I mean, then these milk prices wouldn't be near as bad as what they are, but that isn't reality, and we all know that.